Good evening and welcome to Steel Belted Free Range Radio. It's Thursday night here on UMFM. My name's Jeff, your host here till 8 o'clock. Hopefully you'll stick around and listen to some great music with me. I know I'm going to play some and hopefully you'll enjoy it. We are back to being pre-recorded again this week. Unfortunately, couldn't make it down to the studio live, but hopefully we'll make it worth your while and be glad you're tuned in. All right? I'm always glad you're tuned in, but I hope you will as well. Sometimes when I do these pre-recorded shows, especially when there's not much going on in town, did you realize there's like no real exciting concerts this month? Weird. Not a lot going on, and I don't have anything super exciting that's brand new. So, you know, I kind of look for a theme sometimes. And for some reason, feeling a little nostalgic maybe, I don't know, I decided to look back and see what happened 10 years ago. We've been doing this for 12 or 13 years or something like that, and 13 or 14, I guess. So I just thought we'd look back to some of those earlier days, 10 years ago. What was going on in 2006 here on the show? And, we'll play a few things for you. I remember this show really well. There was an awards show in Winnipeg. I can't remember whether it was the Western Canadian Music Awards by that point, or whether it was still the Prairie Music Awards or what it was, but there was a big thing here, and a bunch of people were in town for showcases. And I worked hard to get some folks down here, and we had one super group, fantastic session here on UMFM. And it was all headed up by this guy. His name is Ken Beatty. He was the leader of a great, great band called Radiogram. Ken happens to be from Winnipeg. He lived in Vancouver at the time, lives in Toronto now, and he's now the greatest publicist on the face of the planet, I'm convinced. But he was also a musician. I wish he had more time to make music, but he was kind of, he had a toe in both arenas at this point. So he helped me in his publicist mode to get some great guests on, and he came down and played a few songs in musician mode. And, here's one of them. And sadly, these songs never really went anywhere because he was so busy being a publicist that he hasn't released anything since. But back in 2006, he was still writing songs, still sounding good. Here's something from Ken Beatty, also known as Radiogram. This happened in 2006. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
This song's called Avenue Street. I wrote this song while I was in New York. I'd always wanted to go to New York, and I finally got a chance to go last year, and it's just so inspiring. I mean, you just wake up. You know, you see all the street signs and whatnot, and it's like lyrics for songs just come to your mind. And so I didn't even have my guitar with me when I was in New York, but I still ended up writing a song because it forced its way into my head. I wasn't even trying to write a song. We're just walking around. I wrote this song. I pass the park by Columbus Circle, and I smell the scent of urine, and I wonder what city you're in this heat. As I stumble along Broadway, looking for the F train, are you wandering just like me down the Avenue Street? Down the Avenue Street. Well, the humidex is rising as I'm patiently surmising how to get from here to you without leaving my feet. No direction home is playing, and I think of what he's saying, and what would I say to you if we ever meet on the Avenue Street, on the Avenue Street. Hold on, a safe house is always safe. Sing that song on if you stay away. It won't take long, I'm at the YMCA. And the Avenue Street is calling me, it's calling me. I pass the park as I walk in circles. Now I know what city you're in, and I wonder just where have I been in this heat. As I stumble off the SkyTrain, I'm getting off the wrong way, trying to find the light of day on the Avenue Street. On the Avenue Street, will we ever meet? On the Avenue Street, on the Avenue Street, on the Avenue Street, the Avenue. Hold on, sing that song. It won't take long to sing that song.
Whatever you prefer.
I wish you all could have seen us one time. We was trying to cross the New York State borderline. They wanted to know all along what she's doing so far from home. They found some grass in a tobacco sack. I thought for sure they was gonna send us back. Boys, I tell you, she had all the lines. I guess them boys just had to crack. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. It's such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. Pearl white eyelids, they captured me. How could they not? I was 17. I worked so hard that summer just to have her. How foolish of I to think it'd last forever. Boys, I tell you, she had it turned on, but now she's gone. It's such a shame. She had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, because now she's gone. She lay in a puddle of blood, pushed off the highway and into the mud. I held her in my arms the day she died. Yeah, that's no lie. And it's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found her resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone. It's such a shame, she had such a pretty face. Such a shame she found a resting place. I hope she sounds as pretty in this song, 'cause now she's gone.
Song. This one's about this fella.
Thank you, Dustin.
I heard a story about in Montana. I spent a little bit of time down there in the last couple years. And going into this junk shop, they got all these old parts stores and car junkyards and stuff. And I ran into this one called Old George's, and I found out the story about him. Georgie worked in the tool shack on the other side of town, fixing carburetors and laying old junk cars down. Said he never married but a daughter that he had. She went to school in Missoula, never saw much of her dad. Said her name was Sarah Jane, with blue eyes like the sea. She's about as beautiful could be. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel. The good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, we're coming to the air, boy. So say a prayer for old John, George and me. Yeah, say a prayer for old John, George and me. Well, Georgie just kept collecting parts and put his money away. Walmart opened up their doors, he didn't have too much to say. He said freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. The only freedom folks around here got come from handguns and cheap booze. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel. Good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, we're coming to the end, boy. So save a prayer for old John, George and me. Save a prayer for old John, George and me. Old Georgie never hurt no one, all he did was try to save. Some kids come in looking for his stash and they put him in his grave. They tied him to a rocking chair and they beat him black and blue. He never gave him nothing and all his junk became brand new. And in between the blood and the grease, an angel he did rise. He said he never fell from grace but into her blue eyes. And there's a light that shines at the end of the tunnel. The good old boys and old bar drunks like me. When the light gets bright, We're coming to the end, boy. So save a prayer for old John, George and me. Save a prayer for old John, George and me.
There's Leroy Stagger with a great song called Old George's, and I don't believe I've ever heard that song before or since, so I don't know what happened to it. I still think it's a great song. Before that, Dustin Bentall, we heard Such a Shame there. That would have been the first time I ever met Dustin Bentall, I guess, or maybe I met him the night before. He had played at the King's Head Pub. I remember going to see him there, and I probably met him then. I also met Dan Mangan for the first time at that show. Just thought I'd tell you that. And the guy who helped put all that together was Ken Beatty. You may know him from his work with Radiogram. If you don't, look up their records. There's only two, and they are pretty wonderful, wonderful things. He's also a publicist now. We heard Avenue Street there from Ken Beatty. Still looking at a few things that happened live here in 2006 for no apparent reason. Here was a big one. I was a huge fan of this guy already, and I actually discovered him here on UMFM. There used to be a show on UMFM called Night in the Morning with Alan Knight, and Alan used to come and hang out with me and Howard on Monday nights on Free Range Radio, and used to bring some stuff that I'd never heard before. And he brought this guy and his album Lonely Land, which absolutely blew me away. I just fell in love right away. So I'd been a fan of this guy for a couple of years. Then he finally came to town. He was playing with the Dixie Chicks, and I thought, just on a whim, I thought maybe I'd invite him down. And what do you know? He agreed to do it and came down. And it was right in the middle of two shows with the Dixie Chicks. And maybe it was after. It was after the last show because they ended the tour here in Winnipeg, and they had a big party after the tour. And this guy and his band played a little set at this after party, and during the set, his keyboard player collapsed and was taken to hospital and just was given some terrible news. He had brain tumors and was not given a good prognosis. So I don't know why this guy even still came on the show. I felt so bad, but he was super nice about it and played us a couple of songs, and I've treasured these memories ever since. So going back to 2006, here's a great, great singer-songwriter from Texas. I wish he'd come back here someday. His name is Bob Schneider. You're listening to Steel Belted Radio.
Do another one off the radio. Now that I got $1 million in my pocket, baby, a Cadillac for every day of the week, and all the fly ladies wanna come to my party, and all the true players are sipping my Bacardi. Now that I don't got to struggle, now that I don't got to fight, and the sky's so blue I can hardly see the light, I got the Buddha, the Lama, the Holy Cow, everything I have don't mean nothing to me now. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Now that I sold 1 million records, now that my record's so clean, I got a lawyer in Miami, he keeps keen out on my green, and I got me a bodyguard, he can kick your ass, and I'm on the other side, rolling around the green grass, and I got the ball rolling, and the future looks so nice, and I can get whatever I want, and I don't care about the price. Yeah, I got all the answers, and I know what life's about, but everything I have don't mean nothing to me now. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then my glass-filled feet dancing on the steeple, and I'm looking down on the world and all the little people, and I'm acting all shifty. I'm shaking like jello, and my limo's full of hotties, and my fingernails all yellow, and the wolves are all around me, and the bayonets are flying, there's blood on my hands, There's no use denying, my mouth's all open, my tongue's hanging out, and everything I have don't mean nothing to now. Yeah, yeah, oh. Now that I'm waist deep in diamonds, waist deep in pearls, and my show's sold out all over the world, and I got everything that I can think of, and I don't need your pity, and I don't need your love, and I'm higher than the ceiling, and I'm deeper than the ocean, and nobody can touch me. I spent all my devotion, I got all the answers, ain't no room left for doubt, and everything I have don't mean nothing to me.
This is a song that's going to be on my new record. And it's a song that I wrote with a friend of mine named Troy Campbell, and it's also on Troy's record, and it's called Killing Time in Texas. And Texas is kind of the capital punishment capital of America. So this song just kind of popped out one day.
Sister, tell me what Mama has done with the money I left from selling off the gun. Now I got 1 year and 5 days clean, but 1,000 more nights I lost in between. With your mama's eyes and your daddy's disease, brother, don't go making mistakes like me. The Oklahoma Speedway will only make you mean. Get out while you can in your highway machine. Killing time in Texas, playing what I know. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue knowledge blows. What I did I can't recall. I was driving blind, headed for the wall. Now I'll give all I got to pay for my sins. Whatever's left over, just throw it in. Time in Texas, paying what I owe. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. Slide
and the sky will open wide, and I'll be back home in Tulsa at a minute past midnight. Killing time in Texas, praying as I go. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow. Killing time in Texas, praying as I go. Killing time in Texas, I'm going where the blue northers blow.
Holy cow, I still get shivers thinking about that one. The first time Gurf Morlix came on the show, again, I was a huge fan. If you look through my CD collection, you'll find a lot of records that say produced by Gurf Morlix. He was huge into producing in the 90s and early 2000s. And man, getting him on the show just seemed like such a coup, and was so great. And what a great song, Killin' Time in Texas, there from Gurf Morlix. Before that, we heard Bob Schneider with a song called Everything I Have. And we are, for some reason, looking at the year 2006, and a bunch of great records came out in 2006, and we'll hear songs off of those after a few minutes. Please stay tuned for more.